Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the morning show. Have your host, Vincenzo, here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning,
and
Vincenzo.
Of course, thank you. And the best listeners in radio, we welcome everybody here. We want to kick off the show the way we would like to with our friend Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. It's a little cold out there, huh?
It's a little chilly out there. It is a little chillier out there, Brittany. Yes, it is. Although we got the blue sky, so we're going to take that while we can because we've got something coming in the next 24 hours, 48, it looks like.
We sure do. It's the calm before the storm once again. A little frosty start this morning. Temperatures in the upper teens and winds starting to become breezy. So those are going to start to gust up to about 30 miles per hour out of the south today. So a breezy day. It will pump us up to highs, though, in the low 40s. So this could cause a little bit of problems as the system first starts to move in. We are in a winter weather advisory starting at 7 o'clock this evening until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So what's going to happen is this system wants to move in probably around 5 or 6 or so, and what it does at first is wants to mix with a little bit of snow and rain. So wintry mix first, then it flips to all snow as we go through the evening and overnight hours, and then it goes back to a wintry mix with freezing rain and sleet early tomorrow morning around 6 a.m. to about 8 a.m. or so before it turns to all regular rain for the rest of our day tomorrow as high temperatures make it to those low 50s. It'll still be windy, too, even worse tomorrow, with gusts up to about 40 miles per hour. And again, we're looking at accumulations anywhere from about 2 to 5 inches throughout our area of snowfall. But we could also see a little bit of sleet mixed into that accumulation as well. So again, mainly this evening through early tomorrow morning is when we're going to have the worst road conditions. And then the system does clear on out of here for Thursday. The sun will shine and will be cooler in those mid-40s.
This is my fault, isn't it, Brittany? This is all my fault because I got my snow tires off.
Oh, no. I think a lot of us did. I did the same thing as well. I was like, it's over. Spring vibes. And then we
I thought the only thing that could do this is putting my snow shovel away. I didn't do that yet. Come on, Mother Nature. Stop changing the rules.
She's moving the goalpost on us. It's not fair. Every day is April Fool's with Mother Nature. Every day.
I wish this was all a joke. I really, really do.
I wish. We are definitely better informed. Thank you, Brittany.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot.
She's fantastic.
She'll get us ready for tomorrow as well and know, whatever changes in that forecast happen. So we'll be ready for it. And we appreciate her for it. We got plenty to get into today. We're going to talk, of course, about April Fools. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll also get into some other fun stuff a little bit later. I want to touch on this interesting one here about the 13 fun, harmless April Fools pranks to pull on someone that won't make them mad at you. How much time does the average person spend worrying? Those two are connected. I'm just not sure how yet. We have Earth's population. We want to get into that with you as well. And plenty more. Of course, the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to bring in a guest. We got Jeremy Schmidt joining us from Rolling Rome.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about that great service that just joined the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward to talking with Jeremy again. He joined us a little while ago, so that'll be fun. Well, there's a bit of entertainment news. I want to talk about some local theater with Melissa and plenty more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But you caught something there, Melissa, to kick off our show. Long-time listeners might remember that I brought up before and when I say long-time listeners, I hope you know that that means everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter how long you've been listening to us. But I was originally supposed to be born today on April 1st. This was my due date, according to my mom and dad. So I thought today would be a perfect day to change my name. I'm a little bit tired of my career stalling. I feel like it's because of the name James. I feel like it's not, doesn't have enough pizzazz, doesn't catch you.
It's pretty common.
My father wanted to name me Vincenzo. So I figure, well, on this day, the day that I was supposed to be born, I mean, why not go ahead and change it? It seems like a good idea to do it today.
You have the ability to do that.
This could, muck up things a little bit, given that it is also Election Day.
It might be that maybe not the right day to do it.
Maybe hold off. You think?
Maybe Vincenzo Maloff. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. Nobody will trip over that.
We obviously
had a nice ring to it.
It did. While it lasted, it sure did. Let's get in some good April Fool's jokes. Not so much that one right there. Now, one of my favorite things about April Fool's, and this is something that it was just my mother and I. Nobody else in the family really cared about this day. It was the beginning of a new month. That's all it meant to anybody. But my mom and I, the lovers of dark humor that we are, just really enjoyed this holiday. Up until I was like 14, 15, and I don't even remember exactly what the joke was, but one of us pushed it too far, and we haven't done anything since. So I live vicariously through a lot of other people that do these things, and I think that there is an art to doing this in a fun way. We'll get into that a little bit more later. Mm-hmm. One of the other things I enjoy about this day, along with the fact that it's another example of all of us kind of like, this, we didn't need, a national day necessarily to make us do this. We just kind of all just do this collectively. And we don't have a ton in society like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's no offense to this day. There's no, necessarily. There's not necessarily.
Unless you push a joke too far.
Yes.
Or you choose the wrong joke.
Right, which is why there's an art to it and everything. And if you can't figure that out, I say just take the day off, I have the last 20-some. Because my line is not good enough. I understand that about myself, that what I find is funny, some people might not. So I just stay away from the day.
But humor is subjective. Like, we all have things that we find humorous.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's different for everybody, just like art.
One of the things that I think is fun about this is the way that some companies can do this. And when I lean on the art of it, I think that there are great examples on both sides of this. There are great examples of successfully doing this. And then there are horrible examples of it.
One of the great ones is our very own Culver's.
Yeah.
That did the curd burger. And now it's like they have it as occasional on their menu.
This is an example of it being too good. Almost too good of a prank, both the way it tastes and the way that
that it was received, that it sold out.
They would never say it backfired, but in a sort of way, it kind of backfired.
For people's waistlines, maybe.
Well, in Amazon.com in 2015 reverted its homepage to look and feel of the page of April 1st, 1999.
That's awesome.
That's actually a really funny idea.
That is hilarious. I would love to see that.
In 2015, Redbox announced the debut of Petbox with entertainment for pets.
We do that too. Radio for your dog.
Absolutely. I think we're pretty good at that, actually. I think giving an example of a horrible job of this, it needs to be done too, though. We've got to cover all the bases here. And There was one in particular that I wanted to make sure to find. Yeah, so in 2016, Google introduced a mic drop feature in Gmail, which sent emails with an animated GIF of a minion dropping a microphone, but the feature would also messed up email threads, preventing further replies and generating backlash.
Ooh, yeah, that would not be good. Don't do that. Don't mess up my email inbox.
In 2018, Elon Musk announced that Tesla had gone completely and totally bankrupt, which caused a dip in the company's stock price that they didn't really recover from. And boy, that did not age well. Did not age well.
I didn't remember that happening.
Oh, yeah.
That was back in the day when I really didn't have to pay attention to that man.
Yeah. It was better days. It was better days.
Yeah.
In 96, Taco Bell announced its purchase of the historic Liberty Bell and their plans to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell as a move to help reduce the national debt, but people took it seriously and got very upset about that one.
I know, but it was so funny.
I thought that one walked the line pretty good.
It definitely walked a line.
Google did have a fun success in 2015. When you clicked a Google Maps link, you started playing the arcade game Pac-Man on real city streets.
Oh, I would love to do that. That's hilarious.
I actually would literally play that game. Like they should. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, they should definitely.
Can I have Pac-Man on Wisconsin Rapids roads? Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be fantastic. In 2015, Samsung introduced the world's first smart knife, the Galaxy Blade Edge. It was a knife with a smartphone capabilities that was hyped as the ultimate cooking companion.
That's so funny.
In 2017,
I really like that one.
I kind of like it. Yeah, Hulu poked fun. I like this one a lot.
Can you imagine though the things that you could program that knife to say? No, don't stab your husband. No, don't do it. That's a bad idea. That will get you in jail.
I like the idea of it being a speaker, so it says it as you're as you're just chopping up onions or something like that. It just reminds you.
Oh, my eyes, my eyes.
In 2017, Hulu poked fun at our ever-shortening attention spans by launching a new service called Who, with only shows 8-second versions of the shows.
Oh, that's awesome.
2017, Burger King launched a Whopper-flavored toothpaste, taking the iconic flavor of the Whopper and combining with the active ingredients of tooth and gum hygiene.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Now, if it was Whoppers, like, you know, the malted chocolate ball Whoppers, that actually would be a pretty good flavor of toothpaste. Yeah.
2017, the high-end audio company Master and Dynamic announced the launch of the new MH40C1 concrete over-ear headphones, made of solid concrete and retailing at just $400.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
That was a stage. Yeah, that was an old. You know,
they tried. They tried.
Yeah, that was a sound that might have been good back. Now those would work really good for the Flintstones. They might have missed a marketing opportunity there. 2017, Coke announced a new variety with a small shot of helium that creates a squeaky, high pitched effect on drinkers' voices.
That was actually perfect for our generation because I think we were a little taken by that.
Yeah.
And now it's dangerous to do that.
Yeah.
And there's a shortage of helium, isn't there?
Yes. So I don't know if that would really hit. That's one where you're walking the line too fine there, I think. Mm-hmm. I do think Coke has an easy one here. So does Pepsi. Just tell everybody you're bringing back clear Pepsi and new Coke. Yeah. And, you know, there you go. There's your joke.
Except that some of us would be disappointed that they're not actually doing it.
Oh, yeah. That's true. 2017, Bush's Beans launched its newest bean variety, Jelly Beans. Well played. Nice. That's good. In 2017, Petco announced the arrival of the Doodoo Drone 9000, a battery-powered drone that can scoop up after your dog. Now, that could actually be a thing one day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they already got robots that will mow your yard. Why the heck couldn't they have a robot pick up poop?
And it'll also be the beginning of the end of drones. They will go on strike. They will stop working for us. That's how that'll work. I can already tell you how that one goes. In 2017, there was coffee-flavored Coffee Mate. The, quote, the perfect way to transform your everyday cup with a creamy roast coffee taste.
Okay, actually, I would try this. I would totally try this.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Just to know what it tastes like. I gotta,
I want my coffee with a little coffee, please.
That's pretty good. And finally, in 2017, the Milwaukee County Transit System offered customers a new, quote, nonstop daily bus service from Milwaukee to Japan.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's I love the idea of somebody like just I know I have a couple of friends who they will, especially around this time of year during spring break, they'll force themselves to take a week or two off and they will just pick. They'll go to O'Hare and they'll pick somewhere and just go.
That's cool.
They're a couple. They didn't start out that way, but they ended up as a couple. And they're just one of my favorite groups of people. I love the idea of them doing this and like getting halfway through the trip and like, wait a minute. Wait a second. This is a train. How are we doing this?
Is this bus getting on a ferry?
I didn't bring my snorkel. I didn't bring my snorkel. I like these. We want to hear yours, everybody. Yeah. Feel free to get them to us. We'd love to hear them. And of course, remember, it's a PG show. Mm-hmm. But the good, the bad, all of these. I did have a couple of honorable mentions. One of my all-time favorites, and I can't even tell you why, but I remember this as a kid. Back in 1980, the BBC World Service announced that London's most famous landmark was getting a facelift. The broadcasters told listeners that to help tourists tell time, the Big Ben Clock Tower would be going digital and henceforth be known as Digital Dave. Londoners lost their minds.
I bet they did. Oh my goodness.
I feel like in other countries, this is not as popular of a holiday. So you can almost pull this off a little bit better.
Right. They wouldn't be paying it. Realize the date. And that's happened to me a few times. And then somebody tells me something outrageous. And I'm like, oh, wait, what's the date?
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the greatest prank ever pulled, really, when it comes to media, and that is War of the Worlds, and oh my God,
I'm never gonna tap that one.
Ruin a time machine. I just go back and just want to sit back and eat my popcorn and watch as that one breaks out and everything. I'd actually like to be in the room when Orson Welles is doing it. Oh man, I never thought of that before. Oh, I can't imagine how much. Of course, he'd want who? Hi. Who's this man, young Italian man in the background? Who's it? Don't mind me. Just eating my popcorn, Orson.
Mm-hmm. Just fly on the wall.
You do your thing. Again, we want to hear yours. Feel free to get them to us, everybody. 715-424-2600. Of course, you're just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app, and you want to keep that handy because it's breaking to spring. Text win statewide contest.
That's
time.
Right. We got one more week of this amazing contest. Four chances every day to win, and each time you call or text, actually, you have to text. It's not a call. It's a text. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Text in. You're entered for the grand prize.
Yeah. Be listening at the top of the 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours, everybody, and you can have a chance to win that Verlo mattress set that Melissa's talking about. And every hour, we'll give away other prizes for you. Every hour that we're doing this, you'll have a chance to win $100 cash or Chula Vista family stay or a pair of Brewers tickets club level. Keep in mind, I don't believe that there is a bad baseball game that can be had when you're club level. I'm pretty sure that they're all enjoyable. You want to be in on this? Be listening with Jane and Greg at the top of the 11 a.m. hour. They'll have the next word for you. And thank you to everybody who's been making this so successful.
Mm-hmm. And text in on the Civic Media app through our station, because then we get bragging rights.
Yeah. Well, keep that in mind. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I are going to talk a little bit of the election and some more fun with April Fool's coming up. But we got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner.
Yes, we do.
On the morning show.
I just want to celebrate another day I'm living. I just want to
It is time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends at El Cafe. Visit them today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
They're open now and ready to feed your hungry belly.
Mm, they got some great specials out there. Be sure to check those out. They're not kidding, man. April Fool's specials. And they're really good ones. And they're real. Go ahead and check it out, everybody. They got some good stuff over there. Appreciate everybody supporting them as they support their community so good. And I want to say as a real quick side note, great new commercial for El Cafe. I liked that. That was good. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah. Laura always does a great job.
Some nice work. Nice job, Laura.
Okay, who doesn't want a chicken cordon bleu omelet?
Oh, that does sound... Ooh, you know what? I might surprise some people out there. Chicken cordon bleu? I like that. I've made that before. I've made that a couple... I've made it a couple of times. Yeah.
It does have mozzarella cheese in it,
exactly.
So I can see where you would be sucked in.
Sissy, you know me. Right away, you figured it out.
And if you don't want it for breakfast, you can have it for lunch, because they also have a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, which is a grilled chicken breast, hand-sliced ham, and mozzarella cheese on grilled sourdough bread.
So many other great, unique things on that menu. We wish you good luck in figuring out what to order at El Cafe, because there's so many good things to choose from. And top it off with some pie, as Seth has written here. I don't know. Be sure to do that, everybody. Check out El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards, especially if you are our winner.
Mm-hmm.
See, every month.
Oh, yeah, it's the first of the month. Yeah. And we're not even fooling.
Nope. This is real. This is 100% real. Man, this could not. This is real. We trust us, everybody. It's real.
Believe us. We're going to give you two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe.
Yep. Every day we collect names and we put them in a hat. And at the beginning of next month, we go ahead and let some whoever is our co-host pick one of these winners. Now, we had 31 entries for 31 days last month. Thank you, everybody.
That's great. Yay.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much, everybody, for doing that. We have had so much fun with this one. Melissa, I need a 1 through 31.
Man, that's too many choices, James. It's usually, tough. I mean, like, the most you have give me is like 5, maybe 7 or 8. 31? How am I supposed to choose?
It's a tough one.
Oh, I choose 25.
Okay, and let me see who that is. That is, Amanda Wilhorn. Woo-hoo! Amanda, let me make this official. There we go. Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations, Amanda.
Congratulations.
Looks like Amanda's birthday was early in the month of May. March. March. Sorry. Amanda. It's okay. Amanda, I think like the 4th or 5th day of March she had a birthday. Cool. So congratulations to her.
Now you get to go celebrate again with free food from El Cafe.
That's right, Amanda. You have two gift certificates. You'd use them both. You could use them with a friend. Whatever you want to do, they're yours. Go ahead and have some fun. And say hello to our friends over at El Cafe when you head on over there. Amanda Wilhorn, winner for the month of March. Congratulations to her. Remember, we're collecting names every day, everybody. So if you got a birthday or anniversary, get it to us. We love celebrating with you.
Yes, indeed.
Now I need a 1 or a 2, Melissa.
Oh, so much less pressure. I choose 1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So we get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to our own Aaron Carreno.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy birthday, Aaron.
Aaron's a great guy. I've told Aaron this a couple of times. Aaron's a player's coach. He's a former DJ. He's done this job that we're doing right now and everything, and he treats the job that he's doing right now that way. I like his creativity. I really enjoy that he likes working with others and hearing their creativity. I'm not trying to pretend I know Aaron inside and out or anything, but I know Aaron fairly well, and I think that he's a really good guy, and we're wishing him a happy birthday.
Yeah, I hope he has a fantastic day, Aaron.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Kayla Richardson.
Happy birthday, Kayla.
Enjoy the day, Kayla. Hope it's a good one for you. Our qualifiers celebrating their silver anniversary, their 25th.
Aww.
Virgil and Pam Burnett.
Happy anniversary, Virgil and Pam. Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah. First off, those names sound great together. yes. Can see how wishing you guys another 25 and another 25 after that and plenty more after that. Mm-hmm. Let's see, 25 silver is silver. That is the modern and traditional gift of today. So that makes sense. Gotta add
to it. It makes sense. I mean, if it's silver, why would you choose something else?
Virgil and Pam, you're our first qualifiers of the month of April. No fooling. We appreciate you. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, James.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
You dropped your pocket.
What's that?
You dropped your pocket.
You dropped your
pockets, James.
Ah, wait. No. I looked. I really looked. Dang it. Ah, you got me. You got me. Got me good. You got me good. Nice job. Best listeners in radio.
Oh, that was sweet.
I looked on both sides because I got two pockets.
You got more pockets than I do. I'm not at all jealous of that.
Don't. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. We appreciate y'all out there, by the way.
Yes, best listeners. Thank you for calling in.
Wishing a happy birthday to Hillary Scott. Happy 39th to Lady A, lead singer and songwriter. We celebrated her on the Sunrise Show today. Lady A got quite a few hits. Let's see here. Kip Moore is 45, another country singer. Also Kip wished a happy Morris. Birthday too.
All right.
Let us see. Rachel Maddow is 52.
Really?
Mm-hmm. First openly gay anchor ever to host a primetime news show, as well as, I'm not speaking for everybody, but to me, I feel like she is a pretty straight down the line coverager of the news. I don't believe that there are a ton of that anymore. And I will say also, Rachel Maddow has worked very hard to be seen as a journalist, and that's all.
Yes.
I don't disrespect anybody who, in this day and age, the way that they handle their career. and you know, the I use Anderson Cooper as an example, not out of an insult, but because I had such expectations for Anderson Cooper. Uh-huh. And to me, I don't know that he is taken seriously as a journalist anymore. You know, he's most people, when I bring up Anderson Cooper, they think of him doing New Year's Eve with Andy Cohen and getting drunk or doing, you know, some reality TV or something like that. I don't remember Cronkite doing that. I don't remember, you know, and this isn't on me. I'm not at all telling anybody else what to think or feel. It's just the way that I've always seen news. It's on me, not on them. They're going to do what they're going to do in their career. And they seem to be doing just fine. You know, and the people like that. Rachel Maddow, I feel, is trying to, much like, you know, some other journalists out there that have gone much more to print in books, are trying to, you know, bring some, you know, soul to journalism again.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's really difficult for a journalist right now because of some of the changes that have happened and how societal views of journalism have been skewed by politicians for reasons to use for their own benefit.
Yeah.
So it's a tough job, and it's a tough world to make your name the way that journalists used to be able to.
I also, you know, there's something to be said, too, of how I gain trust in a journalist is going to be different than somebody else, especially maybe somebody younger. And they feel like that Anderson Cooper's maybe more relatable because they've seen him, you know, with his tie, you know, loosened. And there's a plenty of arguments to be made on all the sides of this one. That's why I'm really trying to be clear that I am not at all, you know, saying I know better than anybody else or anything. No. Like, I just giving you my feeling on it, my take on it and everything.
Well, and mine is going to be different, too, because of the way that I was raised. So it's just, it's kind of a personal thing, like you say.
Suzanne Boyle is 64.
Yes. Suzanne Boyle.
Biggest star to come out of America's Got Talent, or the Got Talent shows, really. She became an international famous on Britain's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. A literal overnight sensation. Like, yes. Especially because of the timing of the Britain's Got Talent show. By the time that aired, by the morning, she was already a household name. By many, like Good Morning America had her on and all these things. And I want more stories like Suzanne Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I want more of those.
Just, you know, the everyday, like, I mean, she looked like, sorry to put it this way, but a little bit of a frumpy housewife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Susan, or Simon Cowell, sorry, not mm-hmm. Susan, Simon, with his reputation of being, you know, pretty much a jerk,
mm-hmm.
and his reaction to her was just perfect.
Yeah.
Like, she blew them away.
She really,
and that's
really
always
did.
What you want to see. That's that win story that all of us are rooting for.
It's such a beautiful performance, too, that original performance of hers, where she's just still, and it's just all about her voice. It's a really nice performance. Annette O'Toole is 73. Martha Kent, Superman's mom on Smallville. You might also remember her as the Beverly on It, or Christopher Reeve's Lana Lang in Superman 3. Great actress, Annette O'Toole. And legend of an actress, Debbie Reynolds, born on this day in 1932, passed away in 2016. Singing in the Rain, the unmistakable Molly Brown. Oh, that's the one I wanted to talk about. The unsinkable Molly Brown and of course, the mother of Carrie Fisher.
Singing in the Rain was, for me, is really the one.
There's something about that movie that just still hits me. That I don't know what it is. Maybe it's nostalgia. Maybe it's just the fact that it's a really, really good movie.
Yeah.
The cinematography in that movie never gets talked about, but you really get a chance to enjoy it when Debbie's on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon Jump, born in this day in 1932, passed away in 2003. Mr. Carlson on WKRP in Cincinnati. Younger people might remember him as the first Maytag repairman. and just a great, great character actor. Such a friendly face. I feel bad saying this, but I could have never seen him play a villain.
No.
I mean, he did once, but that was a noteworthy one in TV history. But otherwise, just a very friendly guy, friendly face.
And he was on Growing Pains, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. One more time, we want to go back in time and wish a happy birthday to Amanda Wilhorn last month.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
You are our winner of the two $20 gift certificates from El Cafe. Amanda, enjoy those.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we want to wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers today. Happy 25th to Virgil and Pam Burns.
Happy anniversary, Virgil and Pam.
Enjoy, and we'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there. Happy April Fools. Happy Election Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will get into that a little bit more later. Right now, covering April Fool's pranks and good ones, safe ones, ones that won't, you know, have people never talk to you again.
May they not involve saran wrap.
Yes, nice, yes. People online are talking about fun April Fool's Day pranks to pull on your significant other or your friends at work or that kind of thing. But they don't involve making them sad or angry or any of the above. So we got some examples here. We're going to go over a couple of them. Quote, once I changed my wife's birthday on Facebook to be April 1st. She spent all day confused as to why she was getting happy birthday messages.
That one is kind of funny.
That's good. That's good. That's pretty good. Quote, I once painted my husband's soap bar with clean nail polish, let it dry, and put it back in the shower. It would not lather no matter how hard he tried.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I kind of love that.
I'm picturing my dad. What the?
Okay, that one was,
babe, the soap's broke. The soap's broke. Well, I don't know how it broke. It just broke. It just
it doesn't lather.
I like the idea of soap
it's
breaking.
It's not soapy soap.
I had one 5-year-old son pretend he found a big bug in the house. He put a raisin in a napkin, and he excitedly ran up to my wife and said, look at the bug I found, Mommy. And before she could see it, he ate it in front of her.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, that's good. Well, when you now see, there's one. There's a mark I think my mom might have missed. If she had just, when I was younger, brought me in on the pranks,
yeah,
we could have teamed up. We could have really done some damage there. We could have. quote, I switched up the order of my brother's drawers once. He was not amused. That's actually pretty darn creative.
If you've got like all the same size drawers that you can just switch them around, that would be funny.
Quote, my son once filled my purse with bras that I had to remove at the register to reach my wallet.
Kind of funny.
You really got to know your audience on that one. You really got, like, if your parents, how your parents are going to feel about that. Yeah. I once hid 144 Easter eggs around our home. It's been 2 or 3 years and they're still not all accounted for.
Oh my, that's funny.
It's very funny. Could also have a very big side effect.
Well, I guess it depends on what the Easter eggs, you know, if it's the plastic ones with the candy in it.
Here's hoping they chose the plastic ones. Here's
when my youngest sibling went to college, they hid plastic forks all around the house that my mom found for months after they had moved out. It was a nice reminder to her.
That's good. That's good.
It's cute.
Simply set your significant other's alarm to a different sound.
Yeah. Yes, it throws you when you're not used to hearing that. Like, what is that sound?
I must have done it to myself on accident. Because last week my alarm, I kept forgetting to change it because as soon as I get up, I jump into my routine. And so that I wouldn't remember until the next day when it was going off again. I don't know how that even happened, but yeah. Let's take a call while we're going through these. Good morning. You're on the show.
You talked a little bit about Easter eggs. My mom, we used to have these utensils hanging on the wall. One of them had like about a 2.5-inch soup ladle in it. It was about 2.5 inches round. So we had a. She took one of our eggs that was kind of a gray looking, and put it in that soup ladle. None of us fall in that.
Best hiding place ever.
That's
Mom.
Pretty good. That's a pretty good mom right there. That's a good one. Thanks for sharing awesome. That, sir. Have a good morning. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Quote, buy a toilet brush identical to the one you already have, place it in the dishwasher, and when they notice, maybe freak out a little bit, and remind her that you have been washing it like this for years without her complaining. Oh, God. That one would mess with me. Yeah.
That's funny.
quote, my husband changed my autocorrect to make you swap to y'all.
Oh, nice.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. Quote, I once switched my the apple in my dad's lunch with a fake one. I like that.
Funny.
I like that.
But going back to that last one, I want somebody to teach me how to fix my autocorrect. There's a way you can do that?
Yeah, right?
What?
Yeah. That's. I got to look into that one.
No kidding.
If your significant other works from home, get an image of their usual background for video calls and give it to their coworkers. So everybody has the same background.
Same background. Okay, that's funny.
We've got a team meeting a little bit later today, and that would definitely throw me.
We have one teammate that always puts up something like funny, different background, and changes themselves to be something else, which I don't even know how they do that. It's awesome. Yeah.
He's great. And finally, quote, we told a coworker there was vandalism in the parking lot, and it looked like his tires were slashed. When he got out to his car, we had taped photos of Slash to his tires. Slash, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses.
That's funny.
That's my favorite one. By far and away, that's my... I don't know why, but I love the play on words. Mm-hmm. I think one of the best ways of doing this is when you can find that line where you're not actually lying to the person.
Like, right.
Man, somebody slashed your car out there. You're not saying slashed. You're saying slash. And they're not going to hear that. And they just go out there and they see a bunch of pictures of the big curly haired, rocker, great guitarist.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
It's well played. Very well played. Mm-hmm. Again, we want to hear
you
yours.
Could do the same with like keys. Get some keys. Mm. Somebody keyed your car.
Yes.
And you've taped keys.
Yes. Yes. Nicely done. Yes. Absolutely. Oh, that's good. Have fun, everybody. And let us know.
Be safe. Don't damage anything.
Be smart. Be safe. Think about this one. Think it through. Think how you would handle it if it happened to you. It's a great, kind of rule of thumb with most things in life. Please call up tomorrow and let us know how they went.
Please do.
Yes. Yes. We want
to
hear from you.
We'd love to hear it.
we also tomorrow certainly will be having election results for you, as much as we're able to. A couple of quick notes on the election going on today. Encourage you, of course, to go to myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you are registered, you're all set, you're ready to go, and find out exactly where you are located. You can also, if you want to do a little homework, take a look at what's on your ballot and see, take a look at that.
Yep, you can look at it right there on MyVote.
I think it's kind of cool that you can track your ballot. That's awesome. Yep. Be sure to do that. And the two most important things, get out there, be informed, be an informed voter, be a smart voter, and treat our election poll workers with respect.
Yes.
Give them grace, give each other grace. Everybody is on the same page here. We're all trying to make democracy ring. That's what we're doing.
We the people.
We the people doing the definition of what it is to be an American, going out there and voting.
Yes, and appreciate all of our election poll workers. It's a hard job, and they're doing it today. They're doing the hard work.
It takes an adult to be able to vote. Act like an adult. Be an adult.
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Again, myvote.wi.gov. And of course, keep listening here. We will have up-to-date election coverage for you.
Yes, and if you aren't registered, you can register same day at the polls. Check myvote.wi.gov to see what you need to bring with you to register.
Check that out, everybody, and stick around. We got good stuff coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be hanging out with Jeremy Schmidt at the top of the 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be coming in as a new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member with Rolling Rome. Looking forward to letting you all know more about that. Mm-hmm. Getting some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We got some other fun stuff to line up as well. I want to get into with Melissa. I've had actually a couple that I wanted to get into. JetBlue will reimburse travelers if it rains on your vacation.
What?
We got to talk about that. We got to get into that one. And a self-chilling beer can has arrived.
Oh.
Yeah, got to get into that, too. Plenty of other fun stuff lined up for you, along with some good stories of the day, all on the way. Right now, though, I wanted to talk about Earth and our population. If knowing there are 8.2 billion people in the world makes you feel like a little bit insignificant or small or anything, this might not help. A new study found there might be way more people on Earth than we thought.
Really?
According to the UN, we officially crossed the 8 billion mark back in November of 2022. But researchers in Finland think that that estimate is off and the system used to track it is flawed.
Hmm.
They looked at data from 35 countries and think the number of people living in rural communities is undercounted.
Okay.
They didn't give a number to say what they think the global population really is, but they think the population in those areas might be undercounted by 53 to 84%.
Whoa, that's a big number.
Yeah. Other population experts disagree and think their study was flawed. But if they're right, it could mean that there are billions more people on Earth than we thought.
Whoa.
What this matters and how this affects your day-to-day life isn't really, you know, there. I personally just think that this is interesting. I think that there's plenty of layers that we can get into about this one, whether we're talking about the environment or natural resources or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But I'd just like to take a step back for a second and both admire and kind of question how this is done.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you could do that, but I'm trying to pull it off right now because I both admire the idea of doing this while also like, I don't know if there is a perfect way to do this, considering we're talking about the planet and literally
Earth. Yes.
As I was saying this sentence, how many kids were born? Like, right. You know, I mean, like, right.
And how many people died?
Yes.
The numbers are massive.
It's
absolutely massive. And when you say the words 8 billion, like, it's impossible for us to really, you know, understand what that even means.
Can't even, yeah. I was talking to a 5-year-old about counting, and she was really proud that she just every day she can count higher. And she's just blown away by this and just really enjoys it. And we started talking about numbers and how numbers really never end. And that's kind of just and for her, she was trying to wrap her mind around it. And I was watching as her brain was trying to do this and thinking, I'm no different than that 5-year-old. Like, there's certain things we never really grow out of. Like, you can hear from the age of 5 to 45, 8 billion people, and you're never going to be able to wrap your mind around that.
Right. It would take you, if you counted manually to 1 billion, it would take you over 100 years to just count it
and
yourself.
I'm going to do something today, especially on an election day, that may not seem, you know, like, I don't know how this is going to come across, but I mean it with all my heart. I think that's quite an accomplishment for human beings. Like, when's the last time we took a step back as a human race and was like, oh my God. There are 8.2 billion of us. It didn't start out that way, everybody. Like, that didn't happen because a couple of individuals decided, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going off this way. And they went by themselves. They may have done that, but they did it with people.
Right.
They did it together. Nothing has been accomplished.
Humanity can't survive on its own, yeah.
Nothing has been accomplished without working together. Nothing has been accomplished without knowing that we are more connected than not. And I feel like there is I admit I'm making a reach here, but I feel like there is a connection on this day with that. And by that, I mean April Fool's Day. And that we can, I mean Election Day. And what we're all trying to do here.
Yeah, make our voices heard.
And imagine if, now obviously there's not that many people here in America, but the amount of people we have, if everybody voted. For one, I apologize for saying that to our poll workers out there. I imagine that there was a little bit of a heart. but in all seriousness, I would love, like, the idea that we're not a joke when it comes to this. Like, the rest of the world still watches us and is watching us like we're a reality TV show. They're watching this this thing that we call democracy and how this works. And we're not the only country, obviously, that has democracy, but we are our original democracy. We're one of the few that have that. We took a little of this, a little of that, and we made our own. And it just, again, take a step back and think about the magnitude of that. And how far we have come from that, and how much we have accomplished with that. And again, that happened by working together. and not acting like little babies and children and you know, stomping your feet and whining. It also happens with cooperation and April Fool's Day. So, you know, little jokes thrown in there here and there.
Yeah, just to try to break up the monotony.
Is that a good way of putting it? I think that's quite an interesting number, and the way this is done too. You know, I would really love to actually hear a study, and whether the Finland study is correct or not, I just want to hear different examples of how people do this.
Well, because how do we do counting? If we look at how it's done here in the United States, when we do the census, that's done what, every 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
Or thereabouts. But what do they do in other countries? They don't, you know, have the same, especially in third world countries, they don't have the same kind of systems we have here, or social structures or safety nets kind of set up to account for people who live under the poverty level. Mm-hmm. And there's so many in rural areas in other countries. How do they count them?
It's a very interesting question. And I'm very curious of how that's done. I'm going to look into that a little bit more, out of curiosity, but also I'll let you know what I find.
And please do, because looking into what they're cutting with USAID and some of these programs that the United States has for quite some time had across the world, and those being retracted, we're going to see more deaths of children. We're going to see more suffering, but we're not going to know about it because we're not there.
Mm-hmm. We need that reporting. We need that, know those numbers.
We need those people in those places, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need you out there. We need you not only to work with us on the, you know, our newsletter and finding stories or different things that interest you. We want to hear from you about that. You can let us know at WFHR.com. We'll get into more of that in a little bit. We also are seeking information on Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
If any organization is hosting an Easter egg hunt this spring, we want that info. Get it to us, and we'll get it out there to our WFHR and WIRI listeners.
Mm-hmm. We also want to know the best places to hide Easter eggs. Thank you to our listeners. Apparently, it's the soup ladle on the wall.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good place. I'm going to use
so
that.
Good.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty good. And we'll take these. We'll get them on the air for you. We'll even have them a commercial we usually make up for it that'll mm-hmm. play during our commercial breaks. You got Easter egg hunts. We want to know about them. Give our front desk a call, 715-424-1300, or you can email us, info@WFHR.com. Mm-hmm. Smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do.
Or get text it through the Civic Media app.
That's a pretty good way to do it, too. Go ahead and do that, everybody. And have that app handy because, of course, throughout the day and throughout the rest of the week, it's break into spring, text to win statewide contest going on here.
So many great prizes.
Got so much available for you. Make sure to have that app handy for that keyword at the top of the 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours today. And get us that Easter egg hunt. Now, let us know about those, everybody. We'll be coming back, and we're going to be joined by Jeremy Schmidt from Rolling Rome. Looking forward to hanging out with him and getting to know more about Rolling Rome and getting you informed about it. And of course, Melissa and I will get into plenty more fun coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.